struggling with money, really, out of work. I've had my job seekers benefits sanctioned, and this is the last line of help, really, other than Big Borrow and Steal. So,
obviously, you've got a little one here with you. Is she the only one?
There's another one as well, another girl, yeah. Wife as well at home, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess on very little money, it gets difficult.
Yeah, being very tight, you know, especially at Christmas time as well, because you're trying to provide for Christmas and everything else that's coming up, birthdays as well, and things are very tight, yeah.
How did you get referred here, or how did you find out about this?
Citizens Advice Bureau, you know, sort of questioning my job seeker's allowance and where I stood with help with benefits. There was no help with housing benefit or job seeker's allowance or any kind of what they call harsh loan or hardship loans these days. And they said the next port of call was food bank and the children's centre. So,
what have you made of it coming in here? I mean,
it you know, does what it says on the tin as such. It's there for emergency food supplies. You know, great hosts, cups of tea, great cake. What more can you ask for, really?
Is it the first time?
Second time.
First time you came, did you feel any sort of sense of trepidation about coming in?
I think anyone would, yeah. But certainly looking around the room at the point, there was, you know, someone that worked for the council here, so it clearly covers all people and families, really. It's not just people on benefits. It is people that do work, and, you know, money is tight everywhere, isn't it? So,
as you mentioned, it's coming up to Christmas. Are you hoping that this will mean you can, you know, give the kids a nice Christmas? Is there some nice food to enjoy?
Yes, absolutely, of course. Yeah, it's all about their health as well, isn't it? It's not just, you know, cram them full of rubbish as such. It's, you know, it's quite controlled, and they don't give you bags of sweets and, you know, piles of pile crisps in there. It's all a good balanced diet in tins and dry packets, it's, you know, as such. So, very good.
And obviously you said you were out of work at the moment. Has that been a struggle, trying to find a job, trying to find employment around here?
Employment in Chichester is shocking, yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm expected to travel an hour and a half a day by car. My car is off the road at the minute and needs, you know, a fair bit of repairs done to it for a motor to be back on the road. So it's kind of taking a back seat, really. But I've still got to do my job searches each week for the job centre, and got to be positive, I suppose, and look for the other side of Christmas now.